Praise the Lord. A message number 256. The title of the message, God's Calling Requirements, Part 3. We will tackle in this message a servant of the Lord that the Lord had called to serve him and to do a certain task. And in the same way God had called you, and God want from you to do certain task for him. That servant that we are going to discuss and talk is his calling. And from his calling we will find points that God require from each and every one of us to abide with and as a teaching for us, so that we will be able to achieve the task, and we will be successful in serving our Lord and Master Jesus Christ. This servant is Abraham's servant, and we will go to the book of Genesis chapter 24, and we will read verse 1 and verse 2. Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh. Abraham was faced with the big requirement and things that he need to achieve, and through Abraham God had called the servant of Abraham to do that particular task. And even today, as you hear the message, God is calling you to do a certain task in the front of God's church, certain mission. And God had called you to save him. I believe that as you hear this word of God today, God wants to entrust you with the task and ministry, and he wants from you obedience and commitment to the task. Before we go forward and to tackle and discuss the points that this servant of Abraham observed, let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint my lips and put your word in my lips, so that through me you speak, Lord, to your church and to your people, to call them to serve you wholeheartedly and to abide with your will and your command. I pray that the message will raise up more workers to serve you, will clear the mind of people, will impart faith and wisdom and commitment and obedience to the task. Oh God, take this message and make it reach those who are in need to hear it. And let the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. And you will reap the harvest in the life of your servant, in the life of your church, and in the life of your people. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The first point that this servant of Abraham observed, and you need to also observe, is abiding with the instruction. Abraham had entrusted his servant with a great task, and that servant did the task wholeheartedly without compromising. Abraham, in his old age, was facing the task of finding a wife for his son Isaac. Abraham would not be able to go, and even Isaac is not allowed to go on that mission. Therefore, God called that man to do that particular task. Also, when Abraham wanted to find wife for his son Isaac, it would not be possible to take for Isaac any woman from the Canaanite, those who were around him. So finally, Abraham told his servant in Genesis 24 verse 3, I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanite among whom I am living. That was the instruction that this servant committed himself to do for God and for his teacher Abraham, who instructed him with the word of God. To serve God, you must understand, you need to abide with the instruction that you are receiving. You are an important person for God to do him certain task. And once you are committed yourself to do a certain task, then you need to abide with the given instruction. So you need to abide with the given instruction. The second point, verify any doubt in order for you to grasp the spiritual principle behind the instruction that had been given to you. The Lord had put in the heart of Abraham that if there will be a woman from his old family who is willing to come out from that tradition and religion and join them in their new life for God, then she will be the right woman for Isaac. So in verse 4, Genesis 24 verse 4, after he told them, don't take any woman from the Canaanite here, verse 4, Abraham told him the second instruction, but we'll go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac. Now here the servants start to ask Abraham in verse 5, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from? That's where here the verification. He received the instruction. The servant knew that it will be hard for a woman to leave her family and move to live far away from them. That's why he was verifying with Abraham about all the possibilities and that what was doubting is, if the woman is not willing to come out, what I will do? I will take your son back? In verifying the instruction, the servant of Abraham was able to grasp the principle, the spiritual principle that Abraham has set forward to the marriage of Isaac. In verse 6, what Abraham told the servants, make sure that you do not take my son back there, Abraham said. The point of Abraham here that his son Isaac should not go back to the old religion and to the old tradition, because when God had called Abraham, he told him, leave your country, your people and your father's household and go to the land I will show you. So here Abraham had lived, so it's not possible that Isaac will go back. So Abraham now was working to ensure that his son Isaac would not go back to what he had before God called him. This faithful servant was not taking the instruction blindly, but with deep understanding. The instruction that Abraham put on his servant is difficult, but the principle behind that instruction was noble and godly. not to take Isaac back from where God had taken out Abraham. The point here that we want to verify and want to clear to you, many people, when God called them or when they receive an instruction, they will not verify the principle behind these instructions. When the principle is not grasped, the people, instead of serving with joy and faith, they will go on with heavy heart, frustration and grumbling. When you receive an instruction and you are not convinced or happy with any of these instructions, at once verify it. Verify it with the person, with me, with anyone who gives you the instruction, to find out the bottom line behind the spiritual principle that this instruction based on, so that you'll be able to obey and put in action. You know, the servant, he verified with Abraham. He did not go at the back of Abraham and he spoke why Abraham said that like that. He did not go to other people and he told them why Abraham, he said this to me, it is difficult. Abraham, he knows. No, he went and he spoke it directly with his master Abraham in the same way. Verify any doubt you have so that you can grasp the spiritual principle, so that you can obey with joy. Now we explain to you, we say in details, but we don't know what is the doubt that you carry in your mind. You need to open up, you need to ask, you need to verify. And when you verify, then we can explain to you more and you can grasp the spiritual principles. Unless you grasp the principles, you will not be able to do the task and serve the Lord wholeheartedly. The third principle we learn here about God's calling requirements: take the call of God and obey Him with faith. In addition to the instruction that Abraham gave to his servant, he told him also in verse 7, "The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, 'To your offspring I will give this land,' He will send His angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there." You know, Abraham, not only here he imparted faith to his servant, but he also imparted to him the instruction in a more firm way, that there is no way for him to compromise and bring his son Isaac back. In verse 8, he also told him, "If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there." So here he imparted to him faith when he told him, "God who brought me out, He will go before and prepare." And also he confirmed it to him, "Don't take my son there." When you grasp the calling of God, serve Him with faith. Faith, it means more abiding with the instruction that had been given to you, because God is there to back you up, and you do not need to compromise with anyone or with people or with circumstances so that you can obey the instruction. Faith in God, faith in His word, will enable you to abide with the instruction and achieve them for His glory. Fourth point, do not be afraid to commit yourself. In verse 9, after that discussion between the servant and Abraham, In verse 9 it says, so the servant put his hand under the thigh of his master, Abraham, and swore an oath to him concerning this matter. The servant complied with God's call and he committed himself to do the task. The same way for you. Do not be afraid to commit yourself. Many people, they are afraid. They say, let me think. You find somebody else. No, you commit yourself. God had called you and he wants you to achieve that particular task. Point number 5. Be diligent in your service. In verse 10 we read, after he committed himself, then the servant took 10 of his master's camel and left, taking with him all kinds of good things from his master. He set out for Aram Naharim and made his way to the town of Nahor. He had the camels kneel down near the well outside the town. It was toward evening, the time the woman go out to draw water. This man, he moved with faith in God, and in his heart he wanted to achieve the task faithfully and speedily to God and to his master servant and to his master Abraham. The point here, do not linger or hang behind or hang around on what God is calling you to do. Be quick to put on the ground the mission of God. Once you receive the mission, put it on the ground. Start to work it out. The sixth point, God's calling requirement for this message. Be prayerful in applying the instruction given to you. Whatever instruction being given to you, apply them through life of prayer, prayerfully. When the servant reached that place, in verse 12, then he prayed, O Lord God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring and the daughters of the town's people are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a girl, please let down your jar, that I may have a drink. And she says, a drink and I will water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant, Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother, Nahor. So here he prayed, and before he finished praying to God, the Lord answers the prayer because he has set his heart clean and set his mind to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. He knew that God's will not to bring Isaac back to the old traditions, so the message of God will be conveyed truthfully to the next generation. So he prayed with faith. He was faithful and he prayed with faith. God will answer your prayer while you are in the mission field. As long as you keep faith on him, as long as you live in righteous life and abiding with the principles of God's call. And the word of God says that the prayer of righteous man avails much. You know what a beautiful thing about this servant. Most likely he is a prayerful servant and he knows what to pray. But his prayer that's recorded is not a long prayer. This servant, he did not pray much. But what I want to say about him, he obeyed much. And that's why his prayer were answered. Therefore, obey much. Then you will know how to pray. Then you will find also yourself with the harvest of answered prayers. I will repeat it again. Obey more. Obey much. You will find yourself know how to pray, know how to pray, and you will find yourself with a harvest of answered prayer. You will find yourself with a harvest of answered prayers. The seventh point that we want to discuss is, and we want to tell is, act as a watchman and act with discretion and be sure of God's choice and how He is answering your prayer. After he prayed, the woman came, but he need to check how God, it is from God, some other things he need to verify before he go forward. Verse 16 up to verse 21, I will read. The girl was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever lain with her. So there's a clue that she's the one. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, "Please, give me a little water from your jar." "Drink, my lord," she said. And he quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels too, until they have finished drinking." So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water, and draw enough for all his camels. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. You know, God truly answered his prayer. But he confirmed that. He was watching closely how God was moving. And he also checked and be sure that God had answered his prayer and make his mission successful. You know, as you obey God and your heart is fully committed to serve Him and to do His will, then the Lord will help you as He had helped that servant. And you will find that things will go smoothly with you, and God will confirm to you as He had confirmed it to that servant. He had confirmed to him the instruction that he received from his master Abraham, and things went very well. The same things would go also with you. Let's read verse 22 to verse 25. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a becker and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" She answered him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son that Milcah bore to Nahor." And she added, "We have plenty of straw and fodder, as well as room for you to spend the night." And verse 26, then the man bow down and worship the Lord. Verse 27, saying, "Praise be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relative." The girl ran and told her mother house told her mother household about these things. So here, as he prayed, God answered prayer. As he went forward with the leading of the Holy Spirit, and he asked, he put the gold and he put the bracelet and he gave the ring to her. He asked, and it confirmed him that is the relative of his master Abraham. He praised the Lord. He thanks God. So here, he was in the field of answer prayer, and the Lord grant him success. And you see here things going on as if it is arranged. Verse 29. Now Rebekah had a brother named Laban, and he hurried out to the man at the spring. As soon as he had seen the nose ring and the bracelet on his sister's arm and had heard Rebekah tell what the man said to her, he went out to the man and found him standing by the camels near the spring. Come, you are blessed by the Lord. So here there's a welcome also. They are happy to meet him. So here how God is confirming to him, everything is falling in place. Praise the Lord. He said, why are you standing out here? I have prepared the house and a place for the camels. So the man went to the house, and the camels were unloaded. So straw and fodder were brought for the camels, and water for him and his men to wash their feet. Truly, the feet, you know, of the righteous man, and as the Bible say, the step of the good man or the righteous man are ordained by the Lord, and he delight in his way. Things had fall in a place with that servant, and also things will fall in a place, and God will be glorified in your service and ministry as you delight to serve him wholeheartedly. Rejoice as you watch. Exactly everything will be arranged for you as you had committed yourself to serve the Lord. God will arrange everything for you. The next point number 8 that we want to discuss now, do the mission of God first and do not let food deceive you. Don't be busy with food and entertainment. You know, in verse 33, then food was set before him, but he said, I will not eat until I have told you what I have to say. Then tell us, Laban said. See here, the servant was so faithful to his master and to God that even after a long journey he would not eat. He was tired, but he would not eat until he will tell them why he came, and unless they will agree with him and send him with the gear. So he told them the whole story. You see, sometimes when you go to a place, you just want to eat, you want to rest. And when you eat and you get refreshed, as if the people have done their part to you, but you had put aside the mission while you are there. See, this servant, before he ate, he tells them the whole story. We read verse 34 to verse 49. So he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master abundantly, and he has become wealthy. He has given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, men servant and maid servant, and camels and donkeys. A very beautiful introduction he made to them. My master's wife Sarah has borne him a son in her old age, and he has given him everything he owns. He was a good speaker. 37. My master made me swear on oath and said, you must not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I live, but go to my father's family and to my own clan and get a wife for my son. Then I asked my master, what if the woman will not come back with me? He replied, the Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you and make your journey a success, so that you can get a wife for my son from my own clan and from my father's family. Then when you go to my clan, you will be released from my oath, even if they refuse to give her to you. You will be released from my oath. When I came the spring today, I said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, if you will please grant success to the journey on which I have come. See, I am standing beside this spring. If a maiden comes and to draw water, and I say to her, please let me drink a little water from your jar. And if she says to me, drink, and I will draw water for your camels too. Let her be the one the Lord has chosen for my master's son. Before I finished praying in my heart, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. See how God arranged the whole message. She went down to the spring and drew water, and I said to her, please give me a drink. She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, drink and I will water your camels too. So I drank and she watered the camels also. We will continue to read until verse 49. I asked her, whose daughter are you? She said, the daughter of Bethuel, son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him. Then I put the ring in her nose and the bracelets on her arms, and I bowed down and worshipped the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me on the right road to get the granddaughter of my master's brother for his son. Now, if you will show kindness and faithfulness to my master, tell me. And if not, tell me so I may know which way to turn. So here, he told them everything and waited for their decision. If they will agree, he will eat. Till now, he did not eat. This long message, he did not yet eat. He wants their response. If not, he will go. But there is no way that Isaac will go back. But Rebecca to come out and follow the way of God that Abraham and Isaac had followed. Do not be deceived by food. First, do the mission of God. The next point, do not be afraid of people. And praise the Lord. They agree in verse 50. Laban and Beth will answer, this is from God. We can say nothing to you one way or the other. Here is Rebecca, verse 51. Take her and go, and let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has directed. Praise the Lord. When you don't afraid of people, God will bend them before you. As you obey God, He will be the one to bend the people before you. The next point, give the credit to God. In verse 52 and 53, when Abraham's servant heard what they said, he bowed down to the ground before the Lord. He is giving the credit to the Lord. He is worshiping God. Then the servant brought out gold and silver jewelry and articles of clothing and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave costly gifts to her brother and her mother. Then he and the men who were with him ate and drank and spent the night there. This time they ate their food after the mission is accomplished. Mission first, food. Second, don't be afraid of people. Don't compromise with people. Yeah. Always give the credit to the Lord. Be firm and never compromise with man. Never compromise with people. In verse 54 to verse 58, when they got up the next morning, he said, send me on my way to my master. But he said to them, but her brother and her mother replied, let the girl remain with us 10 days or so, then you may go. But he said to them, do not detain me now, that the Lord has granted success to my mission. To my mission, send me on my way so I may go to my master. Then they said, let's call the girl and ask her about it. So they called Rebecca and asked her, will you go with this man? I will go, she said. The family, you know, of Rebecca, after they agreed, they wanted to delay the servant 10 days more. And most likely, what they will do in these 10 days, they will perform all the traditional practices and the ritual things that they used to practice And maybe later on they will ask money, they will ask more gifts, more gold, or maybe they may change their minds. But here, the servant was fame. That's why we say, do never be compromised with people. The servant was firm with them, and his mind was very clear. He changed them that he is going back, and he will not delay. And even he forced them to ask the girl. If she is willing to go with him, then he will take her. If not, then he will know also he will go. That's what he make them understand. Truly, he put them there, and they were put in the right place and comply with God's call. In verse 58, so they sent their sister Rebecca on her way, along with her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, our sister, may you increase to thousands upon thousands. May your offspring possess the gates of their enemies. Then Rebecca and her maids got ready and mounted their camels and went back with the man. So the servant took Rebecca and left. The servant was so faithful to the mission of God. He was not a worldly man. You know, someone else might stay and enjoy food and celebration or have a tour in the region around and he see the nature. Many people, they lose the mission, they lose the ministry because of worldliness. Worldliness will not help us in our walk with God. But it will make our life and our mission work with God more difficult and more hindrances and more problems. Point number 12, report everything honestly. Verse 62 we read, now Isaac had come from Beer Lahai Roy, for he was living in the Negev. He went out to the field one evening to meditate, and as he looked up, he saw camels approaching. Rebecca also looked up and saw Isaac. She got down from her camel and asked the servant, who is that man in the field coming to meet us? He is my master, he answered. The servant answered. So she took her veil and covered herself. Then the servant told Isaac all he had done. You know, the faithful servant reported the whole story to Isaac of how God led him and how God answered his prayer and how he gave him the wisdom to speak and how finally Rebecca came out from that tradition and faith and came with him. The last point is rejoice that others had blessed with your ministry. Verse 67, Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebecca. So she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. God will reward you for serving him as you serve his faithful people. You are serving the Lord. As you are bringing the truth to the next generation, you are serving the Lord. People will get benefit of your ministry, of your service, but you will have also your reward in full to God. Let us learn from this wonderful servant of God who respond to the calling. And through that servant, the mission of the Lord, the work of God, the truth, the word of God was sent to the next generation. Let's pray. Let's commit your life to God. Lord, tell him, Lord, I thank you for your word, for your clear message to me. Lord, I commit myself to stand firm in doing the mission and the task that you entrust me to do. Tell him, Lord, I have a clear mind and I will not compromise. I will abide with the instructions. And I will not fear man, O God. I will serve you, Lord, faithfully and wholeheartedly, so that your message and your word and the truth of yours will reach the next generation. Lord, as I commit myself, you help me, you provide for me, you protect me. Oh God, I do pray for each and every servant of yours who has committed their life to serve you, to take the cause of yours to the next generation. Lord, bless them, protect them, increase their faith, impart to them more wisdom how to speak, how to handle the situation. Give them the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, so they will watch and they will see things clearly with the spiritual eyes. Oh God, I do pray for those who are willing and committed. Fill them with the Holy Spirit so that they will go on in serving you, oh God. Lord, I do pray you take this message and make it reach those who are in need for it and those who are waiting to hear your word. And let your will, let the purpose of sending this message will be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. And you will receive the harvest and the glory and the fruit that you desire to see in us. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.